It is generally assumed that the person portrayed here is Maria Peppelings, Peter Paul Rubens's mother. This lady was forced to step out of the shadow of her unfaithful husband, Jan Rubens. She had to plead for mercy for him to the family of William of Orange-Nassau. William himself had been the betrayed husband in this affair.
Tonight is the night of 8 to 9 May 1600, and my youngest son is leaving for Italy. He has got his health certificate in his pocket, confirming that he does not suffer from the plague or another infectious disease. I'm proud of him, although things happened in his life that we hadn't planned at all. The first years of Peter Paul's life were marked by the difficult situation in which our family had to live in Westphalia. We lived in exile in faraway Siegen. It was a kind of open-air prison for my husband Jan Rubens. Once we had moved to Cologne and our boys could attend school, life was a little easier thanks to my small greengrocer shop. I became a merchant woman running her own commerce. Every now and then we could come to Antwerp, but it was not until 1587 that our slimmed down family could finally return to this city after my husband Jan had died. Peter Paul chose his own path. He started off as an attentive pupil in the Latin school. He also served as a page, and the fine manners he learned there are still of great use to him. But my family needed a real income, and that could only be achieved through real work. Fortunately, we have plenty of painting studios in our city, where apprentices are welcome. A distant relative, Tobias Verhaagt, was the first to take Peter Paul on. But then I was able to introduce my son to the deans of the Guild of St. Luke, Adam van Noort and Otto van Veen. The latter was a learned man and an excellent teacher. He convinced our boy that there is more to painting than producing luxury products. For all real art lovers, he said, there is only one promised land. Go to Italy. The paintings Peter Paul has made here, before he left, have remained partly in the family. I have some nice works at home.
Maria Peppelings has made up at least four last wills. She died on October 19, 1608. Peter Paul did not return from Italy until December 11. For his mother's tomb in St. Michael's Abbey, he donated the painting Gregory the Great Surrounded by Saints. It's a work he had brought with him from Italy. Today it hangs in the Musée des Beaux-Arts in Grenoble. Like Rubens's wives, Maria Peppelings was given a street name. It's an extension of the street Wapper, close to the Rubens house.